Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there, welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I am your host, Aisha. So happy to be here this fine December 27th, Tuesday, wrapping up 2011, people. How you feeling? Are you ready? The infamous 2012, dun, 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 that they've been talking about for so long is finally amongst us. How are you feeling out there? I'm so excited right now. So first of all, welcome. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for your consistency. I am back on a regular basis, Tuesdays at 11. Really looking forward to the new year, looking forward to bringing you some new exciting things, some new shows, et cetera. I'm really, really looking forward to that. So, just thank you. You know, I wanted to just take out some time to, before I go into my announcements and move into the show topic, just to express my gratitude for those out there that do take the time out to listen to Here to Inspire Radio. For those out there that call in, that participate, that have sent me emails and letting me know how certain shows or certain guest topics have impacted them. That keeps me going. That's inspiration for me. Is confirmation for me that I am doing the right thing, I'm on the right path. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you for anyone that has shown up and confirmed that I am doing my work, i.e. I am doing God's work, i.e. I am serving my purpose on the planet, which we all individually have. I am no different than you, beloveds out there listening. So, with that being said, again, thank you. I am truly grateful. Exciting week. I have a lot going on this week for the Atlanta area. Thursday, the day after tomorrow, in Decatur, I will be hosting a recession-proof beauty workshop, my very first one in the Atlanta area. Yay! I got to get that applause audio on there so I can have cheers and stuff. Yay! We're going to have our first workshop. So for those out there that have the book, Recession Proof Beauty, have heard of the book, see me promoting it all over Facebook or in your email box, et cetera, this is your opportunity to come and experience the book live. You see, the book really is just an accessory to this particular workshop. The workshop is where it's at. That's where the hands-on is. That's where you have full accessibility to me. You can ask me questions. And I'm going to go over a variety of ingredients that most people have in their kitchen already just sitting, chilling, waiting patiently to be consumed by you or not. And you can also be utilizing these products on your face, on your body, for your overall state of well-being, to detoxify your body, to cleanse your body externally. to cleanse negative energy. There's so many things that are in the kitchen. And do you know, at one point in time, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, people weren't just running to the doctors. It just wasn't, common, particularly in the African American community. You don't just run to the doctor just because you've got a little cough or something like that, or you might not be running down to the drugstore and purchasing cold cream for your face and mask and all that. You might not have been getting facials and things like that at a particular time. A lot of things at one point in time were handled in the kitchen. The kitchen was more than a place to eat, more than a place to fellowship with family. It was also a place of healing. It's like its own hospital. So with that being said, outside of just healing physical illnesses to the body, which I'm not going to elaborate too much on in this particular workshop, we're going to focus more on stress reduction and the aesthetic uses of ingredients from the kitchen. I'm talking about things like yogurt, milk, salt, honey, pineapples, avocados, so many yummy, delicious things that we can consume as well as put on our face and all over our bodies. So if you want a little bit more information about that, I would love to see your face there, okay? You can give me a call at 866-529-9422. Press option 2, and that will link you on over to me if you have any questions about the workshop. Or go to rpbeauty.eventbrite.com. That's rpbeauty.eventbrite.com. You can check out information there or just go to my website, here2inspire.info. That's here, number 2, inspire.info, and get some more information. Space is limited because it's an intimate event. Everyone's going to take a product home. Everyone's going to make something, try it, feel it, put it on your face, taste it, touch it, see what it does for your overall state of well-being. So I'm super duper crunk about this event, and I really hope to see you there. It starts at 7 o'clock, Thursday, December 29th, in the city of Decatur for my people that are in the Atlanta area. Now, Friday, which is going to be leading me into our show topic tonight, I am going to be hosting with Bob and Robert and my special guest, Life Coach Ade, my second Sound of Silence retreat, which will be held at the Lake Claire Community Land Trust. That's right in the middle of Atlanta. Beautiful place. Basically, it is what it says it is. It's an opportunity for you to come and observe silence. Go within. Participate in some of the activities that I'll have planned for you that will help you go within, get a little bit more connected. Now, we're about to move into a quote-unquote new year. For those that have awareness of the Gregorian calendar and things like that, you know that we are already in the new year. But for those observing New Year's Eve and January 1st as the new year, like our society traditionally does, we're moving into a new year. You might have a lot of reflecting that you've been doing over the past week or two, particularly this week. That happens a lot right after the holidays, right before New Year's Eve. Thinking about your new year, thinking about what you want to let go of, thinking about what you want to acquire, what you don't want to bring with you in the new year. All those thoughts have been circulating freely. It is a really, really great, great thing that you can do for yourself to come on out if you're in the Atlanta area or in the driving distance to this retreat and go within. Be quiet. It's barely 24 hours, 22 hours. Starts at 7 p.m. Friday, December 30th, runs until Saturday, December 31st at 5 p.m. Therefore, if you still wanted to have New Year's Eve celebrations with your family, friends, or whatever it is that you do, you still have an opportunity to do that, loves. You'll be out of there by 5 o'clock, feeling cleansed, clear, relaxed. It's a beautiful event. So check out my website, here2inspire.info. There's a video on there that's explaining a little bit more about it, showing you pictures of the land. I would love to see you there. Life Coach Ade from Life Conversations Radio will be assisting us. We'll have a yoga session with Brother Tawa on Saturday morning. And I'm just super-duper excited about this event. For questions, you can call 866-529-9422 or you can, again, go to the website here, number two, inspire.info, and hopefully everything will be there. You can register there. So moving right along into our show topic this evening, which is the power of silence and sitting still. I like to observe. I've been in the space of observation, particularly having been around family, friends a little bit more and things like that, and just listening to people and their comments. My shows are always inspired. And I spoke to a friend earlier today who told me that he'd just been kind of lying around for a couple of days, like 2 days, and was feeling guilty about it, basically beating himself up. You know, I've just been laying around doing nothing. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to blah, 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 blah. When we forget that there is value in being still. Often people have this time of year off because of the holidays to celebrate. They take their vacation time around this year. Beautiful. And you have this week after Christmas or so, or before the new year, off. A lot of people have that time off. It's a really good time, not just to lay around and eat leftovers all day, not just to shop at the sales afterwards. I mean, that's great. But it's a really good time to rest. Be still. We just had, what was that, we just went into the winter equinox. We just moved into the equinox. So I believe that was on Thursday morning at 12:55 or something like that. Did a beautiful, beautiful meditation with my sister group as well as with Juju Mamas, Kenya Stevens. I just love you, Kenya. Thank you for all you do. Powerful meditation we did during the winter solstice. I'm still vibrating and buzzing high off of that right now in this second. As I'm sitting and sniffing on the frankincense, I'm still feeling really great about that. So we had that happen. So what we're supposed to be doing with the solstice, because a lot of people have been feeling fatigued, have been feeling tired, the holiday did fall on the weekend, observe that space. If your body is telling you, oh, I'm tired, oh, I feel so tired, I feel fatigued, particularly if you're a very high-energy person, and you're doing everything that you normally do, but for some reason you're just feeling really fatigued and tired. I don't know what's wrong. I can't shake this. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with you. Everything is as it should be, as it always is at all times. We forget that when we move into panic mode. But everything is always perfect and as it is supposed to be. So if your body is telling you, sit down. Lay down, sit in some water, breathe, take a walk. I'm not huge on this, but watch some TV, you know, listen to your favorite song, whatever your body is urging you to do, particularly if it has been happening over the past few days, honor that without guilt. That's a big one. I'm going to say that again. Honor that without guilt. Guilt is not serving any positive purpose in your life, first of all. Second of all, it's not going to change the circumstances that have occurred. And that's just applying guilt to anything. But in regards to this, with you obeying your body, submitting to your body's will, and listening to what it's calling of you, because our bodies do whatever we ask it to do right away. It's on command at all times. At all times, go, 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 regardless of what we put into it, regardless of how much sleep we may deprive it of, regardless of how unbalanced we may be. Go, 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 go. You better go, body. You better go, or else. So when your body just asks for a little bit, can I just get a little bit of time, just a little bit of extra rest? Just an extra 5 minutes, an extra 30 minutes, give it that time. That is not doing nothing. There is value in that. Do you understand that when you take the time out to consciously be still and go within, you have an opportunity for the muddy water to settle. When muddy water settles, it becomes clear. If you've been confused, going back and forth about your life, oh, my life is in such transition right now. I don't know what I want to do. Do I want to stay? Do I want to go? Do I want to quit my job? Do I want to start this business? Do I want to slap this? I mean, whatever it is that you've been going back and forth about and contemplating, sitting still, doing nothing, as you may call it, can help you get closer to clarity. Going within, and this is not even observing any type of fancy meditation style, it has nothing to do with a religion, anything like that. I'm talking just simply sitting down and shutting your mouth with no distractions, with no television blaring in the background, no music with lyrics, just sitting still, just sitting on down, allowing your thoughts to come, allowing your thoughts to pass. And see what happens. One, it's excellent for your physical health, your physical body. It's going to bring your heart rate down. Allow you to take some time to focus on your breath. Most of us are shallow breathers. We're not breathing deep. We're not even taking 4 or 5 seconds to inhale our breath. The breath is not even reaching the abdominal cavity. It's barely going past, you know, our lungs. That breath can be channeled throughout your whole body. You can relax your whole body with the breath. You can tap into pain. You can heal, start to facilitate healing in your body in addition to other things with the breath. Life is breath. I mean, it's a big vital part of what we're doing, so it's very important to breathe. So when you allow yourself the opportunity to sit still without guilt, which is a big one, you have an opportunity to concentrate on your breath. You have an opportunity to fuel yourself with healthy oxygen. Because we're shallow breathers, we're not getting as much oxygen as we would normally get. Most people are working in offices and things like that. They're not being physical unless you're going to the gym, which is great for those that work out and have those activities. But outside of those, because we're not in a physical society like we used to be, people are not primarily laborers. We still have some, but most people sit down and work. It's imperative that we get this oxygen into our bodies. When you move around a lot, that increases your circulation, so you're going to be breathing deeper, getting more oxygen into the lungs, feeding the cells, feeding the organs that are necessary, you know, with the oxygen. But because we're breathing shallowly, because there's so much stress in the body, because everyone's in fight or flight mode and we're breathing like that, panting, breathing quickly, anxiety, no one's really getting the full benefit of the breath. So there are multiple benefits to allowing yourself to sit still. Now, let's say you got that part down. You will lie down if your body is tired. No problems, right? Okay. So you're going to lie down when your body is tired, but you're sitting there beating yourself up while you're lying down. You're lazy. I'm just a lazy bum. I need to get my butt up. Somebody calls you and tells you, hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, guy, what you doing? Oh, I'm just laying here doing nothing, being lazy, wasting my time. I need to be such and such and such and such. Listen to those words and that negative talk. That damn near defeats the purpose of what you're doing. So if you're going to lie there and beat yourself and badger yourself and be your own overseer while you're supposed to be doing something positive, it defeats the purpose. So lie there without guilt because you're not doing anything wrong, because you're honoring your body, because you're honoring your spiritual body as well. When you have a chance to go within, your spirit has an opportunity to leave the body, like when we go to sleep. Some people consciously astral travel. Most people just do it in their dreams and don't even realize what's going on. That's another show topic. So with that being said, allow that time and space to happen. You're listening to Aisha Here to Inspire Radio, brought to you by www.heretoinspire.info. We're talking about being still. The power of silence and sitting still. Silence. Why is it important not to have a lot of excess chat on?
I like my TV on. I can't go to sleep without my TV playing in the background. Or I need my, you know, my radio blasting. I can't go to sleep.
Whatever your little thing may be with it. Silence is important because you have a chance for stuff to stop feeding your subconscious mind for a moment. And then you could hear. You can hear your own mind. And the TV is blaring all the time, and you got your radio on in your car all the time, on your phone, because we got everything on our phones, it's our little computers, and everywhere else. But there's always information coming in, information, information, feeding your subconscious mind, whether you're listening to it or not, or paying attention to it or not, you're still absorbing it. So it's important to take a break from that from time to time. I'm not going to ever beat up anybody. We all are where we are. We all do what we do until we want to do something different. We all exercise free will. That's great. But if you are consciously making a decision and saying, hey, I'm going to start honoring myself more because I'm worth it. If you're consciously saying, hey, I'm not taking these negative habits with me into the new year. I'm not going to be working 60 hours a week and not taking any time out for myself to replenish my and refill my cup. I'm not going to just go, 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 go and give anymore and not receive. It starts with you. If you are not being gentle with yourself, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not receiving from yourself, how can you do it from another individual effectively? You only can answer that for yourself. I have a few more minutes for those that are on the call, on the line out there, if you want to ask me a question or just comment on this topic, because my shows are short and sweet. I cut to the chase. You can call me at 347-202-0345 in the chat room. If you're already in there, just press 1, raise your hand, and let me know that you want to make a comment or you have a question or something like that regarding silence. So, speaking about the power of silence and sitting still, how do you do this? How do you observe stillness? Where can you do this? I don't have time. My house is too chaotic. I've got too much going on. I don't have any privacy. Well, there's some place at some point in time when all of us have a chance to be alone. It may just be your bathroom, a.k.a. my hydrotherapy room. If that's the only time you have for yourself, then so it is. We're not in the space of complaining. That's a beautiful thing. That's one of the best rooms that you can spend time with yourself in, pending it's clean and a comfortable environment for yourself so that you feel good and you want to relax when you're in there. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're just sitting down on the toilet and you just consciously be still. Hey, I'm just going to sit here. You don't have to be using the restroom or anything like that. I'm going to just sit down for a minute and decompress right here. I'm going to acknowledge my thoughts, but I'm going to let them come and let them go. Not focus on the thoughts. Let them come, let them go. Start with 5 minutes if that's all you have. If you have little ones or a lot of people in your household, you take care of people or whatever, at some point people sleep. You may have to make certain sacrifices so that you can have this time and be balanced. So really it's not a sacrifice. It's something that's advantageous to you. Like those that make the commitment to get up and go to the gym, even if they have to get up at 4 a.m. and do it. They make that commitment to themselves, to their bodies, because it makes them feel good. They see the results. They see the benefits of it. They're balanced, healthier, happier people in our society. So you have to create the habit and a pattern of doing that, and you have to find this time and this space every day because you deserve it. It doesn't have to always be an elaborate setup. We make stuff bigger in our minds than what it realistically has to be. You can simply sit down on your toilet for 5 minutes. Now, say you have more time. You got 20 minutes or 30 minutes. We'll take it a step further, and I'm going to engage you or encourage you to get into that bathtub. It's a perfect place for you to enjoy and observe your silence and stillness. One, mucho benefits for the body. Softens the body. You put salt in the water, you'll be detoxifying the body, bring the heart rate down. You can put certain essential oils in the water and things to kind of relax you, uplift you, aid with depression. Whatever it is that you need, there's something out there that God has created and put on this planet to heal you. Something natural. Probably out of the kitchen, which you can learn more about if you come to a workshop on Thursday. Get in the tub. Take the time out for yourself. It's very, very valuable. You're very, very valuable. You're worth it. Do you realize once you start to incorporate these habits into your lifestyle, which is just, again, stillness, being quiet. It could be lying in the bed for an extra 10 minutes in the morning before you get up and start your day. So what, you got to wake up a little bit earlier. It's for you. I'm tired of people complaining about stuff that they don't want to do, but then they're complaining about what they don't like about their lives. I got so much stress going on. I'm so stressed out. Oh, well, do this. I ain't got time to do all that. Okay, well, you don't have time to make change in your life. Free will, people. We are all here exercising free will. But don't complain about it. That's just creating more chaos in your life. That's just creating more of what you don't want. Don't complain about it. Shut up. But if you do want to make changes, start where you're at. You don't have to go from just learning how to walk to becoming an Olympic winning marathon runner overnight. Start where you are. If it's in the bathroom for 5 minutes, it's there. If it's in your bed for 5 or 10 minutes, it's there. Now, I'm not talking about hitting the snooze and going back to sleep. Consciously observing stillness and silence. Start where you are. Be gentle with yourself. No guilt. You are precious and divine and deserve it. Do you realize the better you feel, the better you are off for everyone else that you inquire, impact, or may encounter throughout the day. The more patience you'll have with your family, with your children, with your work, with yourself, patience is important. There are certain jewels that can be found in silence, pondering questions and things like that. Ask yourself what those questions, ask the questions. If you pray, however your praying method may be, pray about it. And then take some time out, whatever time of day it is, it could be in your car on your lunch break. Take some time out to sit down and just kind of go within. Relax your body. It's a really great exercise and thing that you can do to keep your mind from focusing on your thoughts. Focus on your breath, your breathing, right? It constantly relaxes each body part. So as you're exhaling, relax your shoulders, relax your cheeks, relax your scalp, and observe what that feels like. Start there. We're going to start where we are, people. I only have about a minute left on the show. I'm so very thankful and grateful for your ears, for your time, for your energy, for those that are online. Live conversations, I see you there. I love you and appreciate you for listening, as well as the rest of the guests that are in the room. Here2inspire.info. I'm Aisha. I'll be back next week, Tuesday. Thursday again in Decatur, 7 p.m. Friday in Atlanta at the Lake Claire Community Land Trust. Peace, love one another. Be safe out there this weekend. And I look forward to building with you again in the future. No guilt, okay? You deserve it. Peace.